Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to the How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to change the current healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Bruce Brandes. Bruce is the president of a company called Care AI. Care AI is an Orlando, Florida-based tech firm that's developed an AI-powered ambient software platform for hospitals and nursing homes. The platform can do all kinds of clinical and administrative tasks without human intervention. Bruce also is an entrepreneur in residence at the University of Florida, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Bruce, thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure. It's good to see you, Dave. It's been a while, and it's so funny. I feel like I'm keeping in touch with you because your voice is in my head every weekend.
Right. Yeah, my kids hear me tape it and they listen to it. And whenever they want to bug me, you know, I'll tell them something. They'll go, outcomes matter.
They say it in that mocking tone.
Yes, yes. That only kids could do. Anyway, thanks for being a regular listener of our Foresight Health Roundup podcast. You're an entrepreneur in residence at the University of Florida. What does an entrepreneur in residence do?
So this is some of the most fun I have every year. I was fortunate. I'm a Gator. I went to the University of Florida, graduated with a degree in finance in 1988. And at the time when I was in school, all the business students were essentially trained how to be a middle manager in a big company. Mm-hmm. And I have found it amazing to see how my alma mater has changed. And in 2009, the College of Business there was among the first universities to launch a Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation to teach students how to conceive and build their own companies. And so in 2013, I was invited to serve as entrepreneur in residence to help those students to advance their ideas. And I'm just blown away with the talent and creativity and ambition demonstrated by these students. So I go there to campus once or twice a semester to mentor students that are aspiring to build businesses or have built businesses. I guest lecture at various classes, and they have a big idea pitch competition every year to award grant funding to the most promising ideas. And I'm one of the judges for that event. And just a really rewarding experience and just amazing. It actually gives me a lot of hope when I look at this generation coming up and how purpose-driven they are and how creative they are and laser-focused on solving big problems.
That's interesting. Do you ever get tempted to borrow an idea? Or have they taught you some things?
You know what? I tell a lot of these kids, hey, I hope to work for you someday. Mm-hmm. You know, let me know. So I'm really just trying to bolster them. I'm not the guy to come up with the idea. And I'm certainly not going to be one of those entrepreneurs that takes someone else's idea and then pretends like it was my idea and not theirs. I really aspire to helping to bolster folks like that because I'm not the person to come up with the original mm-hmm. idea generally.
Right.
My gift is to come in behind those who have and figure out how to lift them up and help them to be successful. And so I do the same with my students, and there are some great ideas.
Now, what do they get about being an entrepreneur and what do they not get? Because they see Shark Tank, they see maybe they had something similar in high school, but now, you know, things are getting a little more serious. It's at the college level. Maybe they want to take this thing to market and you say, did you think about that or you missed? So what's the common thing they miss that you bring to the table?
And let me answer that question, not only for the students with whom I work, which are largely focused in healthcare, but also let me mm-hmm. extend that out to many. When I was working, running Healthcare Venture Fund, mm-hmm. many of the entrepreneurs that I worked with that are new to healthcare and focused in healthcare as well. And the advice I give them is what they get is they certainly understand that the industry is broken and that many of the solutions that are needed in healthcare have already been proven many times over in other industries. And so as all of these new entrepreneurs and new entrants come and flood into healthcare, my fear is they come with an arrogance and irrational exuberance, similar to like the prospectors headed west in the gold rush in the 1840s. You know, hey, I'm going to come make my unicorn and get out. And what they don't understand is the road to finding gold in healthcare is littered with failures of well-intended and well-educated and well-funded disruptors who didn't mm-hmm. understand what we were describing earlier, which there are a lot of reasons why healthcare works the way it does. And the future state of the industry, again, is not going to be one arrogant, you know, revolutionary mm-hmm. entrepreneur that has a better idea. They might put a dent in something, but it's got to be a series of those evolutions. So back to actively looking and listening more so in understanding. My advice to them is always to clearly understand the problem that you seek to solve from all angles, not just the lens that you find first, but think about, you know, who's going to benefit from what you're doing and who's willing to pay for it. Because sometimes those may be different people or may have to be different people. And if they're willing to pay for it, how do they prioritize what you're doing above all the other competing priorities that they likely have? And then at the same time, what are you thinking about? Who are the people who will view your successfully solving that problem? Will they view it as a threat? And how will they create resistance to your progress? And I think you have to, as a good entrepreneur, look at the problems you seek to solve from every angle.
No, that's an interesting thought about you really have to think whose toes you're going to step on, right? And how they'll react to it. That's interesting. Well, Bruce, this has been great. Excellent conversation. A lot of good stuff here. Thanks again.
Awesome. You're the best. Thank you, guys. I'll look forward to listening to you in my head again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Bye-bye. If you'd like to learn more about how Bruce thinks, please read our Q&A with him on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Burda for Foresight Health.